like to remind people.
Sometimes
we may say things. That don't sound like an attack to us. But to others, it sounds very much like an attack. So let's be careful. Let's understand that we are in a new community with one another. We are building relationships. We may not already have the relationship.
In addition to the idea of a symbolic GA,
would be to go there earlier in the day, perhaps in the morning.
With reinforcements all day.
With
the queue of complaints. So those of us who feel
comfortable or safe going.
We'll pledge an alliance.
To bring in person.
The collected complaints.
From
the entire community.
Including those.
Who don't feel comfortable going down there.
And
we will go there.
On
the Friday before Christmas.
To
keep those fuckers busy. And keep them from leaving early.
So
that when we reconvene.
Thank you.
At 5 or 6 p.m. for our real GA.
We will be fired up.
And happy to report back.
On
the success of this action.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a proposal.
For a date change.
Which would be?
Wednesday.
The 14th.
So that
if we need
a response
to what may occur tomorrow,
we're on it.
As your facilitator,
I
have to interrupt this process.
Because
we no longer have quorum.
We
have not dealt with this before.
So
I have an opportunity
to facilitate
all of us deciding on what we're going to do.
We do not have quorum to vote on proposals, but we can make decisions about process because we're a group.
And we're here.
We need to decide
what we're gonna do.
Go to the next agenda.
So
I would like to make
a recommendation.
Based upon my role.
As a person in the facilitation committee.
I would like to recommend
that the proposal makers
Use the friendly amendments they've heard.
To table their proposal.
Work it out.
And bring it back in the next GA.
Can I see some twinkles on if everyone here thinks that's a good idea?
Can I see some twinkles here?
will it be an emergency?
Nobody will be first.
You'll be first.
It would also bump out the amendment to do it.
Can I see if anyone does not like that idea so we can discuss other ideas? Does anyone not like that idea? No, please.
There's a meeting here. Does it five?
So we all got general consensus on that?
General consensus on that?
Is it all right with you?
Is it all right with you?
If we don't ask for other recommendations.
If we don't ask for other recommendations.
Put your twinkle fingers up.
Put your twinkle fingers up.
If we move, if it's okay.
If it's okay.
To move forward.
Move forward.
With that recommendation.
With that recommendation.
So I'd like to ask.
These folks.
To table your proposal.
To table your proposal.
And bring it back.
Okay, just a quick announcement.
I
really want more feedback. Especially now that this has been tabled.
Please.
Come see me.
Or any of us.
And bring your ideas so we can work on them. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You want my email address? Sure.
I want your address.
Am I the technical action committee?
Mic check. We're going to ask.
For the proposal makers.
To leave a bit of contact information. Before we move on to the rest of the GA.
No, it's not important. That's all good.
Yeah, let me give you my contact. It's David, D-A-V-I-D.
D-A-V-I-D.
Dot.
F-I-R-E. F-I-R-E.
S-T-E-I-N.
S-T-E-I-N.
At gmail.com. Please hit me up about this. Alright. So now.
Mic check.
It is now time for action announcements. If you have an action announcement, which is different from general announcements, we'll do that after. If you have an action announcement, please come down and line up over here.
Fireside. Mic check.
We already have people. These are leaders in our community that are organizing actions. So it's important that we stay in the space.
And hear them out.
And not just leave.
Mic check.
Hi everybody, I'm Lisa. We drove from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
And Occupy Albuquerque.
To join you in solidarity.
Shut down the ports.
And interrupt commerce. We are planning a national action. At the Los Alamos National Laboratory. We are going to occupy Los Alamos. It's a place of military power. Political power.
Economic power.
We are asking for your support. We don't have the date yet. We're planning nationally.
Please check out our Facebook page.
Occupy Santa Fe.
More information.
Come and join us. You can stay with me.
You can stay at our occupation site. At the rail yard. help us facilitators
partner with you by having only one conversation. Thank you.
Mic check.
Tomorrow,
if you're not an early riser,
if
you don't make it to the 5 a.m. march,
and you don't make it to the 5 a.m. march,
you wander over here for the 4 o'clock march, please be here sometime between 11 and 2, for a street performer concert, bust or squat. It's a fundraiser. With recommended donations of one cent to ten dollars. Spanging encouraged. And it's fundraising for squat development. We have lots of squats that need lots of drywall and spackle and stuff.
We will also be selling these beautiful posters.
That were made by Marlon Watson. As you can see, it's the Tactical Action Committee. With Running Wolf and Naomi in a tree. And they're untouchable by OPD.
At the bottom.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Hey, man, what's our biggest shirt?
$7 more, just the recognition. This one, we'll bring plenty more tomorrow.
Yeah, mic check!
I love it.
This is about a planning meeting for an upcoming action. I thought it would be interesting.
This is the last one that we have for Occupy Oakland to host a great big outreach event about together creating the society we want to live in.
This would be a lot of discussions.
And workshops and brainstorming sessions.
And panels and such on worker-owned cooperatives.
The future of education.
Socialism and anarchism.
Taxation and racism.
And all kinds of other things.
That people want to talk about.
About creating the society we want to live in.
And I have some flyers with more information.
We'll be meeting on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 17th. At 2:30 at San Francisco Pizza.
About two blocks that way.
So if you're interested, please join us. And take a flyer for more information. Thank you.
I'm giving them 2 minutes. One.
Hi, my name is Phil. No, just joking. I'm from Australia and send solidarity from the Occupy movement in Australia. Woo! I also bring solidarity from the Northeast. I have been traveling with different Occupies. I bring news of a direct action plan.
January 3rd to 5th.
Occupy New Hampshire.
I'm going to occupy the crap out of the primaries.
If you want more information,
go to their website.
OccupyNewHampshire.org. Okay, they have places for you to stay. They want to see as many people as possible. The whole world will be watching. Solidarity.
Thank you.
Are there any more? No, y'all have to repeat after me.
First of all, I'm just here to make an announcement about the movie that we're showing on Tuesday at Grand Lake Theater, the Viva Vendetta movie. We'll be asking people, you can order online ahead of time. If you could also purchase more than one ticket, that would be appreciated. That way, people that don't have the money to actually pay for a ticket are able to get in. You can leave it at Grand Lake Theater, leave it under either LA, or you can leave it under NOM. And we will make sure that the people that do not have the money and that nobody just comes out in there and does the wrong thing. We're going to make sure that it happens like that. The ones that deserve to get the tickets, get the tickets.
Oh, Ali, the tickets that are donated can go for $7.
And the extra tickets will go for $7.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You got fired. I love your fires. Thank you. Ali? They want to use the bullhorn.
No, no, no.
Oh, should make an announcement the other way.
So, pardon me, Mike check.
As much as I personally love the bullhorn. Everyone here wanted people's mic. We're going to try and honor.
Yes, thank you.
What the General Assembly requested.
So, I guess I'm going to give an update on tomorrow. If you've been reading the news, Capitol is very freaked out.
Which Capitol?
So there's been a big media campaign against tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the boldest action. That the Occupy movement has ever taken. Because we have a chance. To actually shut down capitalism. On the West Coast. And the flow of commerce. By multinational corporations. On this side of the global hemisphere. If you think about the implications of West Coast port shutdown, so if people are confused, about the unions not supporting us, that's the union leadership. They are bound by contract. And co-opted by political parties. They are different than the rank and file.
From the 89% of workers
who are not in unions.
The unions
are very much taking the side of the 1%.
And employers
by not being behind
direct action
to shut down capitalism.
Once again.
It's the union leadership. It's not the rank and file.
The working class is not part of unions.
So at 5 o'clock in the morning, when we really need people to start gathering.
At the West Oakland Bar.
So much faster if I had this. I'm sorry. So at 5:30 in the morning is when the announcement is made for. We're going to have buses. And a march onto the port. There's going to be picket captains. With banners and flags. We're going to have more of an idea. Of what the logistical plan is. Tell your friends. To follow them. This goes for the actual pickets themselves.
The most important thing
is to get down to the terminals. And have tight community pickets. By 6 a.m. The same goes for the night shift. We're gonna march from here.
At 4 p.m.
And then at 5 p.m.
Down to the port.
And set up pickets. Where the ships are.
The best thing to tell your friends.
Is to try to come at five.
If they can.
And to follow the banners and the flags, the people who are in the know, essentially. And to also get on buses pretty quickly.
If the West Oakland BART is shut down,
people who are using BART
will
go to, will come to Oscar Grant Plaza.
Will come to Oscar Grant Plaza.
And we will bust them over.
We will bust them over.
This is only if this part is shut down.
This is only if the part is shut down.
For anyone else who can converge on West Oakland. They should do so.
Another update.
Is that these actions are occurring?
In Alaska.
In Vancouver.
In Seattle.
In Portland.
In Los Angeles.
San Diego.
In Houston.
Apparently in Boston.
New York.
There's an action on Goldman Sachs in New York. And we just heard that Occupy Hawaii. Shut down the Honolulu and Maui ports. Full support of the ILWU there. As well. Rail workers in Japan.
Rail workers in Japan.
Also have grievances with EGT. Are going to be doing an action in Japan. Hold on a second. This is why it's a very long announcement, because it's an entire contentious action.
So I apologize for interrupting.
But I'm trying to honor everyone's time.
This is important.
We have other people in queue.
We don't have other people in queue.
Can we just get little fingers to give the people from the port shutdown about 5 more minutes? Do we all feel good about that?
Yeah, that's important. Let her speak. Thank you.
We do not need a bunch of male-bodied persons to rush the speakers. We would like them to continue speaking.
I'm not from Occupy SF. In terms of the truckers.
This goes for the afternoon shift, correct me if I'm wrong.
Truckers are trying to leave the port. Let them out.
Okay.
We're blockading people from going in. Not blockading people from going out. Those truckers are not scabs.
They're misclassified.
As independent contractors. Okay. So get all your friends to come at 5 in the morning. If not, the rally is at 3 p.m.
And 4 p.m.
We've agreed between the different cities.
And if there's police violence,
We will extend the blockade in other cities. So come with food.
Sleeping bags.
Water.
Etc.
There is a logistics team. That's going to be setting up kitchen depots and water and bathrooms. But we are expecting quite a bit of repression. Because this is such a bold action. But don't be afraid.
The entire occupation movement is behind us.
Just to add, Baruca's economic analysis.
Really represent the ports.
Globalization.
The internationalization of capital.
Containers that are shipped in and out of this port.
From the United States to the United States.
Various Asian countries.
EGT.
The company in Washington that's controversial.
Really represents international capital.
American agribusiness.
Too funny.
South Korean shipping. A Japanese conglomerate, which I think Baruca referred to.
So it is an important symbolic target.
To shut down.
But it's not symbolic. We're actually shutting it down.
I know, but I mean,
yes, you're right.
Symbolized.
It's both symbolic and literal.
There's one more thing. Reports went out in the media.
Reports went out in the media.
That the longshoremen are helping the police.
The longshoremen are helping the police.
This is false.
This is false.
Local 10.
Local 10.
Put out to their members.
Put out to their members.
That they will refuse to be escorted by the police inside.
That they will refuse to be escorted by the police inside.
However, if there's community pickets, they will stand by.
However, if there's community tickets, they will stand by.
Meaning we're going to have to stay throughout the whole shift.
Meaning we're going to have to stay throughout the whole shift.
Okay. All right. Okay. Elaine Brown.
Elaine Brown.
Is going to speak at the rally.
Is going to speak at the rally.
Rally is between 3 and 4 here.
Rally is between 3 and 4 here.
About the connection between the Black Panther Party.
About the connection between the Black Panther Party.
And the ports.
And the ports.
And their analysis of the ports.
And their analysis of the ports.
And why there should be an Oakland People's Port.
And why there should be an Oakland People's Port.
When they were around back in the day. So that'll be interesting. So
they were around back in the day.
That'll be interesting.
She has a question.
Okay. Question.
Additionally.
Question.
There is a port assembly meeting.
There's a port assembly meeting.
Today.
Year 5.
So you should come back.
You should come back.
5 minutes.
7 minutes.
To continue this discussion.
To continue this discussion.
We would like.
We would like.
To finish this GA.
To finish this GA.
Hello.
Hello.
I have here. Maps of the port.
Maps of the port.
So if you come. And you don't see flags and banners.
You don't see flags and banners.
You will know how to get in. And if you need to leave. You'll be able to find your way.
Out.
And if you get hungry.
You know where the Mandela Food Co-op is.
You need to go to BART or come from BART. BART is also marked.
This map is not perfect.
I've been to the port once. But it seems kind of self-explanatory. If you have something to add, you can find an electronic copy. On the West Coast Port Shutdown website. And you can send them a better one. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Mic check.
I'm the big
now,
one.
Now, if there are any general announcements,
if there are any general announcements,
if you have a general announcement, raise your hand.
Mic check.
We have a couple minutes left. Please keep your announcement.
Please keep your announcement. 1 minute.
So I'm going to talk really loud. If you can hear me, I don't need a mic check.
Okay.
We can hear you.
We have an agreement that we made at General Assembly not to negotiate with the city. That, you know, people shouldn't go negotiate with the city. That if they want to negotiate with us, they should come to us at the General Assembly. The Commonwealth Club in San Francisco has set up a panel discussion that is set for next Thursday. There's a proposal about this, but we don't have time, or we don't have quorum, or who knows. So, I'm going to say what this is about, and you can decide for yourself. But basically, the forum that they're producing is a panel discussion with mostly people from, a couple people from Occupy Oakland, one person Skyping in from Occupy Wall Street, and another person who's a linguist professor, and Mayor Dean Kwan, who I found out was an unwilling participant. The layout is an hour-long panel discussion about Occupy Oakland. The value of this is that it will be aired on possibly 250 radio stations. So instead of just sound bites, we get an hour-long aired discussion about Occupy Oakland. So there are several people who are concerned that we shouldn't be participating and have actually convinced people not to participate. My opinion is different, so I have a proposal that we may not have time to hear in time, or it might be brought up on Wednesday. But meanwhile, if people want to participate, this event is booked for Thursday. It's online. You can go find the Commonwealth Club online. You can reserve seats for yourself, and they're free. We can fill up the house after the hour-long panel, which will be aired on the radio. There will also be very much like our own forum discussion with some forum discussion questions and reports back from people in the discussion. So this is an incredibly valuable opportunity to get the word out And that is how it was presented to me by the person producing it. So I hope that we, you could go like this if you think this is a great idea, so that I can report to the guy at Occupy Wall Street who's on the verge of backing out because he's being told that we don't support this. I see that we do, so I'm reporting back to him without a proposal passing that we generally do support participation in this, and I sure hope you all book all the seats and actually bring people to fill them, don't just book them. Thank you.
What time on Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not...
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Oh. She knows all more about it than
any
I do.
Questions, ask me.
Ask Caroline.
Mic check.
I have an announcement.
I have an announcement.
About an action earlier on Thursday.
To counter Chevron.
In Contra Costa County.
Where they are trying to further reduce.
Their tax burden.
From its already reduced level.
Please come out and support.
The other people who are protesting this action on their part.
That's the last of the announcements. I'd like to revisit our quote and do this on the people's mic. To build community.
Requires vigilant awareness.
Of the work we must continually do. To undermine all of the socialization. That leads us to behave.
In ways that perpetuate domination.
Thank you, Bell Hooks. And thank all of you for contributing to a space. That encourages reflective listening. Holding each other with compassion. Holding each other accountable. While holding each other in community. Thank you all for facilitating today's General Assembly.
I'll get some posters. Thank you.
Yeah.
With love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be